This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Ireland's Prime Minister took one last slap at pro-life advocates seeking to preserve Amendment 8 Friday. Leo Varadkar said protecting children over the desire to abort was a legacy of shame. Pray Friday for Ireland. Pro-life advocates are counting the pro-life wins from the Trump White House. U.S. delegates were at the World Health Organization this week, blasting abortion, putting holes in arguments offered by the previous administration that tried to assert a right to abortion. And the president's ban on international abortion funding means 22 abortion-friendly programs in Africa are no more. Two juries over 17 months failed to produce guilt. John Ryan, accused of terror by one abortion worker, faced the fury of St. Louis City Attorney Kim Gardner, who by all counts never had reasonable evidence. Ryan says the false charges were used to create fear and free speech restrictions at abortion clinics in St. Louis. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
The appeal of a ruling that struck down California's assisted suicide law has failed. The ruling that California lawmakers operated outside their authority by law is a strong reminder that law must follow higher law. There is a structure to law itself. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.